As we come to the Lord's table this evening, let us hear the words of our Lord Jesus as he invites us to draw near to his holy table. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For our sake, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This evening we have sung and read and heard about God's dwelling place, his temple courts, which should delight our hearts. But we know from other parts of the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, that you couldn't just walk into God's temple. You needed a sacrifice and you needed a priest. You needed a payment for sin and you needed a person for pleading. And we've seen this evening that the psalmist in Psalm 84 is not ignorant of these things. He speaks of the swallows building nests close to the altars in God's temple. He knows there's a need for a sacrifice. And he asks for God to look with favor upon the appeals of his anointed king. He knows that there's a need for a priest, a mediator. Sacrifice and priest, payment and pleading. That's the only way you get into God's courts. As we come to the Lord's table this evening, as we gather with the saints in the heavenly Mount Zion, God's temple, we need to be reminded that we can't just walk into his presence and eat this meal. We need a sacrifice on an altar. We need a priest whose intercession God looks upon favorably. And that's where 2 Corinthians 5:21 comes in. Because for our sake God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The Apostle Paul is speaking about the Lord Jesus, the perfect man, the man who knew no sin. And during his life, God tested his son to see what was in his heart. He searched his thoughts, his words, his deeds, and he found nothing but perfect love for God. He found the one who could sing Psalm 84 perfectly and mean it. He longed for heaven. He longed for God. And yet on the cross, God treated him like he was fallen in his thoughts and words and deeds, and therefore excluded from his holy place. And God treated us in his death like we were upright in word and thought and deed, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. On the cross, Jesus took our sin. At our conversion, we took his righteousness. And it is that great exchange that allows us to come into God's temple. This bread symbolizes the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. The wine symbolizes his blood. And together they show us the death of Christ, the basis by which we enter into God's heavenly courts. It's because of his perfect life, because of his death and resurrection for us, that we get to come into God's temple now by his Spirit and one day physically in the new heavens and the new earth. So if you're a Christian here this evening, if you're baptized and you're a member of a church in good standing, then come and eat this meal. It's for you. Your King invites you. His Father has looked with favor upon his appeal. So come and eat. If you're not a Christian, then just let the bread and the wine pass you by. But as we come to this meal, let us pray. God of glory, you are majestic in holiness in your heavenly temple. And in the presence of your holiness, we're aware of our fallenness. We're aware of our sinful weaknesses and our imperfect obedience. You search us and know us, and you see that we are covered in sin from head to toe, and we deserve nothing but your just condemnation. Yet you are the God of love, and in your love you made your Son, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And Father, we rejoice in that truth this evening. And as we take this bread and wine from the gifts you have given us, Father, we celebrate with joy the cleansing that Christ has won for us. As we participate in this simple meal, help us by the Holy Spirit to feed upon your Son in our hearts by faith, and so nourish our faith, we pray. Grant us to know the blessing of sins forgiven. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy offering of ourselves, so that our lives may proclaim your Son crucified and risen. And we ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.